This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we're not like looking for these articles where they're trying to turn everything into supposed racism. Because they're there every day where a kid says brownies. I want brownies for dessert. They say that must be racist, so the police are called in New Jersey. Or somebody holds up a sign, F ISIS, so the police come saying it's a hate crime against a loving group. I mean, it's just unbelievable that we have gotten to this point. Meanwhile, guns from Fast and Furious show up in the Paris attack. That's up on Infowars.com. Let's go to Matthew in New York. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex. Matt with ASIC here. Hey, I've been thinking about how Trump could pull off his tariffs, his tariff threats. And when I'm discussing it with friends, they immediately think the plans are too risky and they'd rather sit back and rot like we are today. But what do you think of when he gets in office, he makes a statement that, like on July 4th, 2018, USA will start to enforce tariff on imports in countries who are in violation. But before he does all that, his staff creates a comprehensive list of all the industries that are lacking in the USA and start like a $1 trillion grant program to start to encourage Americans, not the elite, not people who currently own businesses, to start businesses so that by July 4th, 2018, whatever date he actually sets, we'll be prepared and we won't have to.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's in the campaign. He's saying he's not going to let China have these manipulated internal tariffs that are illegal. And then he's going to leverage and get better deals. Well, that's very easy to do because the globalist plan is to deindustrialize us and to make us dependent. That's why the deals are all so horrible and one-sided, is because it's meant to be that way. The only thing they were supposed to protect for globalism is, you know, it's the whole rollerball scenario where, you know, this country's over this and, you know, one's over energy, one's over media, one's over military, one's over manufacturing. There's been a deal made. China's been cheating. And I'm against the globalist deal, where they get to be the world economic power and have all the rare earth minerals and the ports, and then we get to be the military power, and then we counterbalance each other. But, of course, it's a double cross from the beginning, but that's the essence of what globalism is. So, absolutely. And plus, China's already been double-crossing the Anglo-Americans, so that's why there's a little more support in some sectors that are more patriotic of the power structure to let Trump get in and do this anyways, because the elite realize they're being screwed over, and the Chinese are like, just come on over and live here, like George Soros and people like that. Just come over here and retire, and, you know, just we're going to win, so just go with us. I appreciate your call. Let's talk. That was a good point. Talk to Derek in the great state of Tennessee, the volunteer state. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey there, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I've got one question for I've had this question on my mind for quite a while, and I really don't know any other platform to maybe get noticed with it. You know, I've got one question, and that's, Donald Trump could ask this, the American people and the U.S. government, and that is, how can anyone, force a free people such as ourselves to purchase an imaginary product like Obamacare from a third-party profiteering entity, the insurance company?
Which is predominantly foreign. I mean, it's a foreign global tax. Our political elite have rented us out like a cheap whore who's got cigarette burns all over and pus dripping out of her eyes. I mean, they've already beat us with coat hangers, but now we're so sick and, you know, feeble, and basically they're renting us out to a vampire that wants to drink what's left of our precious bodily fluids, to quote Jack T. Ripper. I mean, it's such an galactic supreme overlord screw job that I totally, absolutely agree with you. I don't have any words to describe how redonkulous it is. And then Trump just gets up and says, I'm going to make the vampires, you know, get off of you for a little while. They're like, how dare you? Do you see how sparkly their white teeth are? I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, like I say, I just, that's the one question. If it would come out of Donald Trump's mouth, you know, maybe we get enough people behind us, and it'd be that Leonidas Spear moment at Xerxes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Brother, good point, Derek. I'm going to come back and finish up real fast with a few more calls and hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi. And then he has a special video coming at the bottom of the hour. I still haven't aired the Romney video. It's a special report, but it's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet it out right now. How the global elite have been caught red-handed admitting they're going to use food as a global weapon. That's one more reason I'm saying right now. 20 to 40% off. One of the best specials we've ever done. Very hard to get the maker of this. Let us do it. But it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Live to Austin, Texas, in a desperate attempt to fend off the globalists. Would you like to know more? Anthony Gucciardi, riding shotgun with me in this hour. Tell me, my friend, what you have coming up, and I'm going to finish up with a few news stories and clips and hand the baton to you.
When they say it's a slow news day, that just means there's more time to research stuff that no one else noticed. Like this says, Apple patent could prevent, quote, illegal iPhone recording. The patent could prevent iPhone cameras from being able to record in concerts and classified facilities.
And they've always wanted that, just like drones we buy suddenly won't even fly, you know, near areas they don't want downtown. This is the pre-programming of everything to control society. It's a total nightmare scenario. I said this 10 years ago, save your old cameras, save your old equipment, because in the future, you'll have to have that to be able to videotape anywhere. They could turn them off nationwide if they want.
I mean, who's to say what illegal is, right? I mean, what if you're out and the police come and you want to film something, but it's illegal? You can't film the police.
Oh, no, no. The police have already tried to get patents. And again, I'm not against the police themselves. But I'm against Big Brother, to where they can citywide turn stuff off or in a certain protest area. Exactly. That's outrageous.
Yeah, there's no stopping it. There's a bunch of news articles on ZDNet and tech sites. Apple granted patent for a way to stop iPhones from taking photos. or quote sensitive location. So it means nothing. It's a branch all term.
And we show up at the NSA in San Antonio right next to a Walmart. They're spying on us. We're videotaping their front gate. They come and say, you can't do that. There's no law.
And you know what?
We're the press. You're illegally spying on us while the border's wide open.
Yeah, exactly. But we've been out before shooting stuff, and security people will come, oh, there's our logo in the background. There's a bank or something. You can't shoot here. It's illegal, right? It's really not. You can shoot whatever you want. But in their words, oh, you can't have our logo in it anymore. You're near a bank, so what if they just say, well, you can't shoot near this bank anymore?
And when we comply, it creates this false illusion and delusion. That's why, whether it's a security guard or whether it's a code enforcer or a police officer, don't let people give you orders that violate your own rights. I remember a few years ago when we were still putting out the magazine, it was a success, but in the aggregate, not as successful as digital, so I got rid of it. It was just taking up too much time, but I was handing out 50,000 free magazines over a week of South by Southwest. We hired official teams that do it for everybody else, for restaurants, bars, you name it, and they had the code enforcers come and say, you can't do this. I checked the code, and I said, no, that's illegal. We're not setting up vendor stuff, whatever. You can't stop us. They ordered the cops to arrest our people, and the Austin Police Department said no, to their credit, because... And I went down there to protest it, and the cops were like, yeah, no, it's just outrageous. But that shows who the Chronicle that and Lewis Black, who owns South by Southwest, what they think of America. These are dangerous fascists.
Well, I mean, obviously, and also look at this. Majority of Americans oppose political correctness. I like this article from Paul Watson's on InfoWars. Common sense defies decades of media and entertainment industry reeducation. I know you talked about this a little bit, but what's interesting is I think if they rephrase the question in the poll question was, which is closer? Is there more political correctness in the United States, or is there too much prejudice? They should have just said, do you support political correctness? But even though they said it in such a way, 51% of Americans thought political correctness had gone too far in comparison to prejudice going too far. So if they would have said, do you support political correctness, I bet it would have been way more. But even though it was kind of like a tricky, almost loaded question, still the majority of Americans say no. Political correctness is more prevalent than actual prejudice.
And what it is cult language brainwashing to induce everyone into a totalitarian system of total language control beyond 1984. Thank you, Anthony. We'll hand the baton to you in a moment. Now, folks, I've made films on this. I have talked about this probably 3,000 times since the TSA was established 15 years ago. I have always exposed it. We've been dead on. I remember seeing the TSA when they were getting congressional funding in 2002, about to become a cabinet level group underneath Homeland Security. I remember watching a two-hour C-SPAN that we actually played clips of on air. I wish I could find it. Somebody should go research, because all the archives it was Homeland Security was becoming that national post and in the cabinet, but TSA was about the national takeover in the two-hour discussion. So somebody should go find that. And Governor Ridge was the head then. And they were licking their chops about how soon there'll be checkpoints on highways, bus terminals, roads. Everything will be infrastructure protection, not just bridges and dams and nuclear power plants. And that soon you'll have to get government approval to have a job through the TSA. And then you started seeing them on the streets and the checkpoints and the mission creep and high schools using TSA for proms. And then the FBI said we're going to have checkpoints at malls in case terrorists hit. So you can't call it Islamic terror. You bring in the Islamic terror. You let the Islamic terror strike. The Orthodox Islamic, mainline religion of peace. You tell the public it's not Islamic, you can't say that. And the media is so cult-like, under political correctness, they won't say it. And now they're doing it. Oh my gosh, you saw Turkey. We've got to put checkpoints. They actually said when you enter the airport, or maybe the parking lot, or maybe at the entrance to the overall airport on the freeway. You heard me right. And all it'll be is more and more and more and more and more checkpoints. And they even admit they're just going to keep them all now. And then if you're a good little globalist, you get let right through. But if you're not, oh, sorry, it's going to take 8 hours. This is the end of free travel, the end of being open. So I drew a little picture here for TV viewers. Let me just grab this for radio listeners. Let's just say this is a normal terminal here. I just scribbled this while Anthony was talking. And let's say this is the old classic thing you go through, where you come into the airport and you go to the ticket machines or whatever, or you go to the tellers, and then you get your ticket, and then you just come over here and you put your stuff on the line, you take your shoes off, and you train how to be a slave, then it goes to the metal detectors and the naked body scanners that turn off and makes all the money off of, and you've got a big crowd of people, you know, a couple hundred of them all lined up here, and a terrorist wants to hit a dense group of people with a bomb so that it kills hundreds, kills the maximum amount, you know, their bomb of nails or whatever, BBs all jacketed in or broken glass, boom. Oh, so let's just move it here so they don't hit here. But now it's the same checkpoint right here. Now they're just going to blow this up. Okay, well, let's just move it out here to the parking lot then, you know, where we've got all the cars. And they'll put a fence up around it. They already have this set up. I mean, Austin Bergstrom just built this as a newer airport, and it's already set up to be a prison. And then now you go through a checkpoint here and get searched. Oh, but the terrorists would just blow that up. Okay, well, now we'll just go down the highway. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. You just need to stop folks coming in or profile people with terrorist connections and allow them to be rolled up. Oh, no, 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 no. Because then you can't indict with suspicion all 330 million people. So it's the criminal government at the top that's working with the Islamics, that's bought and paid for by Saudi Arabia, that is letting Saudi Arabia build hundreds of mosques a year in the U.S. that they pay for with their radical form of Islam that is Orthodox Islam. This is 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's not even that. It's 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's not even that. It's just, how many fingers am I holding up? 5. I mean, there is no debating this. And so, oh, we're going to let the illegals come in. I don't even check if they have TB or all these other diseases, scabies, you name it. We're going to put them in school. We're going to let your kids get it. It's a form of hospitality. You're like, how about treating the illegals? Nope. Sorry. Oh, later we'll treat them. It'll be taxpayer expense. So it is a collapse economy. It is the sickest thing you could ever imagine. And it's a war on logic because these criminals know that they have got to destroy logic and common sense to win their endgame. And they dream of making your kids a bunch of lazy, stupid jellyfish with worthless educations so they'll conform with the system and be socially engineered, where you'll get your precariat paycheck every month on top of your job. Your job won't be enough to allow you to survive. You'll have to have the supplemental income. That's the model, as Walmart said, where we pay you too little to live, but you're allowed under law to get food stamps and some other welfare. So you're actually working as a slave, but you got to get money as welfare to survive. And now you got to have inoculations. This is what they're already doing in Australia. This is the plan here. You got to go to the social training we want. You got to do national compulsory service, not in the military, but in new domestic Stasi-style creepazoid groups. This is all being set up. It's all happening. This is it. To where no matter how much money you got, you're going to have to serve the system. Total cult brainwashing. This is so pathetically evil. And everything they do is about getting you off the land, getting you into controlled areas, getting you into the system. I'm totally going more and more analog in my life. I'm disconnecting more and more. I come in to fight in the Matrix, inside, bathed in electromagnetic radiation and lights and all this. It's just like being tortured in here for 4 hours. I'm much smarter when I'm not being, you know, blaring lights in my eyes. But you know what I'm doing? I love it. It's even hurt my eyesight. I don't care. I love it. But the point is, if you cannot be part of this, it's a luxury not to. It's a luxury to have a garden. It's a luxury to have a little piece of land. It's a luxury to carve wood. It's a luxury to work on your own carburetor. It's a luxury to prune your own roses. It's a luxury to spend time with your kids on a hike. Everything the globalists are selling is death and lies and fraud. Everything trendy is pure evil. To hurt you and your family, period. Now, before I go any further, speaking of that, I'm going to hand the baton to Gucciardi. We're running one of the biggest specials ever because I think everybody should get prepared. Everybody should get ready. 20 to 40% off on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. I normally do this once a year or so. I did it a few months ago. But because things are so serious, I was able to call the producer of InfoWars Select, which is my Patriot. We sell their full spectrum as well. It's the same stuff, private labeled. We're able to go even lower, the lowest prices out there. This is the lowest you're going to find anywhere. 4th of July special, 20-40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com, takes you right to the page. 20% off Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off Alexa Pure air filters. Those are huge deals. 20% off Survival Shield Nation iodine, which you just don't need during a radiological disaster. The bad halogens are in your body, folks, and we absorb in the glands if you don't have this. And most iodine is bound with other garbage, and it's not absorbable. Just like most selenium isn't organic, and it's not bioavailable. It's not uploadable. We have the stuff that is. Synthetic B12 doesn't do diddly jack frickin' squat. almost no one sells true organic plant-derived systems like Secret 12. We do. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage of these 4th of July mega specials now. Anthony Gucciardi, straight ahead with your phone calls, tons of news, and a special video.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Oh, man.
And having a gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac, he was proudly speaking his mind. Real wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones, and have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. And I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Up and away!
Our talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru, the king of the conspiracy theorists.
The TSA has a thankless job, enforcing procedures we all tolerate through gritted teeth, a popular target.
No kidding. Who else wants a job grunting men, women, and children all day?
All the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably.
One of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen.
Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic.
I am David Mentelson.
Crazy.
Be quite clear, David Mentelson the third.
Yeah, I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
We'll be right back in overdrive. Infowars.com. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Telemundo. Muchas gracias.
Now that is a funny intro right there. We're not actually going to break, though. We're still in this segment. That is the crazy like Alex Jones intro. Very good. I think Darren McGreen cut that. Lots of funny stuff looking back. Hey, it's good to be a little crazy, right? Who wants to be normal? And I'll tell you what, it's about to be Independence Day, 4th of July. And it makes me wonder also, if you ask people what Independence Day is, if they'd even know what it is if you didn't say 4th of July. But you see, independence is a scary thing. It's independence from all forms of oppression and domination. And that doesn't just mean, in a government sense. It means independence as in you're not depending on anything. Independence is scary. Independence of all forms, right? So independence from things like the social domination, the verbal domination we get every single day with political correctness. And that's one of the articles I'm going to talk about today, that poll majority of Americans oppose political correctness and how they kind of asked it in a weird way. We're going to talk about real persecution instead of just fake political correctness where everyone gets upset. And that is gay men in Ivory Coast attacked for showing support to Orlando victims. So in Africa, 6 gay men in Ivory Coast were abused and forced to flee their homes after they showed some support for the Orlando attacks at Pulse. That's actual persecution. We're going to talk about the grand illusion that we're all under in some ways and how that ties into this. Mutilated bodies wash up on the Rio beach right before the Olympics, exactly where they're going to play volleyball. But everything's fine. You think we might all be told some illusions as well? And then some weird news, too. Japanese porn industry says it's very sorry that actress was forced to have sex on camera, extorted. French beach police are now going to carry guns with their swimming trunks and bulletproof vests because of terror threats. And then we're going to talk about cannabis compounds could treat Alzheimer's by removing plaque-forming proteins from brain cells. And we're also going to talk about the truth about marijuana and how it has nothing to do with getting high in this sense. And then another weird one, too. Mounting evidence suggests hobbits were wiped out by modern humans. So, hey, Lord of the Rings was a true story, all right? Frodo was out there about 30,000 years ago. Apparently, hobbits did exist. But before that, and before we get into Apple, this new patent that could prevent illegal phone recording, so you're out at a public event or a concert or something, and says, sorry, can't take a video. Something amazing happens, asteroid coming down through the sky, you're at a concert, can't take a picture or video. Just doesn't work. course, I've been talking about that for a long, long time, and now it's about to come. We'll be right back, and we are going to play a special report from Alex in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. That's right. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Anthony Gucciardi. And in this segment, Alex has shot a special report that has previously been unaired. And he's actually really excited about it. He came in and just reminded me, hey, make sure you play this because it's very important. Right now on InfoWarsStore.com, decided to launch the 4th of July sale before the weekend because, you know, it's the weekend, it's Friday at that point. Everyone's out doing things. It's hard to remember what you actually need. So at InfoWarsStore.com, you've got 20% off Survival Shield X2, 20 to 40% off of storable food, always worth it, 15-year storage life, so you just put it in the garage or whatever, and water filters 20% off, air purifiers 20% off. You see the theme, right? Independence. And like I said, independence not just from the government or whatever, but independence in your life, not depending on people for your basic needs. This is the starter kit, you could say, for total independence. Food, water, air, health. And now we're going to go ahead and go to this report by Alex right now.
"42 years ago, Dr. Henry Kissinger, the known war criminal, was Secretary of State in the Richard Milhouse Nixon administration. And he authored National Security Study Memorandum 200 that remained classified for several decades. In that memorandum, now publicly available, they talk about using food as a weapon and as a tool of social control. Not a new idea. The Romans had carried it out, so the Babylonians, the Egyptians, the ancient Chinese. It's known as siege. Control of food, control of water, you control a population. But his aim wasn't just to use it for control. His aim was to use it for depopulation, to ship the West toxic waste to the Third World. That was just one of the sickening ideas in the declassified portion of this memorandum. Fast forward to 1992 in the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. There, globally, we saw the planet codify a plan to not push for expanding human wealth and expanding human success and expanding the living standard, but to reducing it and setting up a society based on making the people poor and setting up a global structure where having children is next to near impossible. That is the world we live in. If you go back to 2007, the British Ministry of Defense came out and echoed a Department of Defense report from here in the U.S. saying that beginning in the year 2016, right through 2020 to 2030, that they believe there would be massive multi-100% food price increases worldwide. And that during that global meltdown, that there would be incredible social unrest that would depopulate much of the earth. Now, in 2016, Vice magazine and other publications are reporting on a 2015 report produced by the U.S. government, the U.N., and scores of foreign nations, as well as the State Department, overseen by food giant Cargill, the World Bank, and most importantly, the World Wildlife Fund. The World Wildlife Fund is a eugenics anti-human organization set up by Prince Bernhard, who also founded the Bilderberg Group and who was a Nazi officer. He was also cousins and best friends with Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, who says he'd like to come back to the earth as a virus to kill 80% of the population. He also doesn't believe that Africans are people. This organization sells environmentalism to make the elite look like heroes saving the earth, when in truth, they are ushering in a planetary tyranny that is irrevocably damaging the fabric of our planet. In this new FEMA report, with headline, FEMA contractor predicts social unrest caused by 395% food price spikes, you learn that this is a report filed with governments and major institutions overseen by a contractor that since the 1940s has been the main advisor for the U.S. Navy Marine Corps.
The game itself created an opportunity to live into the future. It caused people to think through what the possibilities are. And in that process, I think they realized what they have to start to do today to prepare for their future.
The challenges and crises that we were assigned are exactly what we expect to see in the future. So you've got famine, you've got increased pests, you've got the role of climate change in the world.
It's a world where it's getting hotter and it's getting drier. We're also seeing increased social unrest because of the volatility in the food system.
Food prices are going up 400%. We've got a flood of migrants coming in. The world is starting to fall apart.
Everything we do is going to have some negative effect.
We are going to have a pretty hard world to live in.
The new normal is volatility.
You need to read the report and the articles about the report for yourself, because it fits in to the Defense Department report now from about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and to the British report, where they're acting like, oh, this is terrible, but we believe this is coming from all of our experts. But the experts are the eugenicists at Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and other major institutions that have been admittedly, artificially jacking up food prices worldwide, financing the Arab Spring, financing other revolutions to consolidate control. everywhere, whether it's Venezuela or Brazil, or whether it is areas of Spain or Greece or Italy. Central banks, private banks, are installing presidents and prime ministers. They're threatening an EU military to take over eight nations that are trying to leave the euro who never even voted to enter it. We are seeing an iron curtain of tyranny descend, and it's the globalists that have been orchestrating a financial world meltdown that is triggered by a food meltdown. There are major studies you can look into that when 50% of someone's paycheck or a family's earnings each month goes towards food, civil unrest, riots, and destabilization are triggered. If you look back at major university studies that have analyzed from the public records what happened during the 10-year depression from 1929 until about 1939 or 1940, 7 million Americans starved to death or died from complications resulting from malnutrition. To be clear, upwards of 90% of the American population in the Great Depression lived in rural areas, and more than half of them were self-sufficient. Today, only 10% live in rural. We're 90% urban, and only half of the rural population is estimated to be self-sufficient. That is 5% of the population. Think about it. 7 million dead with more than half self-sufficient. What's going to happen when only 5% are self-sufficient? And in this report put out by the World Bank and the State Department, they talk about societal collapse due to this problem, from crop failure to system failure. But they're the ones managing the crisis that they've helped create. They're the ones that think they're going to ride this tiger to burn down society and have a global fund set up like the Marshall Plan after this meltdown and after the depopulation to basically control planetary development. All of their world government projects have been failing over and over and over again. They can't democratically get it done. England just left the euro or began the process because they never voted to enter it. It's unelected. The globalists that run it are tax exempt. The EU Parliament is ceremonial. And the people of England across the political spectrum have learned about this. They've learned that the globalists have fed on third world populations, enslaved them, absolutely poisoned them, weaponized crops against them, engaged in genetic engineering, engaged in secret testing, and much of it's been declassified. And now these giant hordes of poor, desperate people are being directed into the West, not to be empowered, but to bring the West down. This is the sabotage of the carbon taxes. This is the sabotage of the globalist program. This is the essence of what the New World Order is trying to do to society, to make you so poor and pathetic they can dictate the terms of your total surrender. Remember Obama a few years ago when he traveled to Africa? And he told aspiring Africans who were looking up to him as success, he said, "You can't have air conditioning or a car."
If everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
He should have said, "We're going to develop cleaner cars and air conditioning. And out of these new innovations, we'll have the next generation of success." But that's what they teach Americans. It's what they teach Nigerians. It's what they teach Japanese. They're teaching everyone that you should just lay down and die. You should hate yourself. You should just turn your whole will over to them because you're an evil, dirty human that's poisoning the earth. And they know that once you industrialize a country, people have less than 2 children and population declines. But if you go back to the British Commission in 1949, they say, if we industrialize the third world, we'll empower them, and they won't have too many kids, but we won't control them because they'll have their own industrial base. We move to let them overpopulate, then use them as a political weapon, exploit them, and then use them to conquer the West once their populations balloon. This is a cold-blooded plan by the most wicked people the world could ever imagine. This is the ultimate divide-and-conquer great game. Play one side off against each other's system, and it's absolutely a threat to humanity.
Food riots now have killed yet another Venezuelan. According to Reuters, they're reporting that a man was shot dead on Tuesday during looting and food riots that were proliferating round the crisis hit Venezuela. That's according to an opposition legislator who issued that report, bringing it to at least a number of four in the number of fatalities for this month's wave of unrest.
These were the chaotic scenes as residents of a city in southeastern Venezuela went on the rampage in search of basic food items. People desperate for staples like milk, rice and flour stormed a supermarket warehouse in Guayana City. A 21-year-old man was shot dead during the unrest.
As the government has reportedly neglected to pay the EBT benefits for 8 days. Michael Snyder of the Economic Blog reports, widespread reports continue to pour in from all over the nation of glitches with the food stamp system. It is 8 days into the month, and large numbers of people still have not received their benefits. And in other instances, it is being reported that EBT cards are simply not working correctly. Michael Snyder continues, on downdetector.com, there are scores of reports of problems with the EBT system from people all over the nation. Could this simply be another example of government incompetence, or is something else at work here?
Now, the big question is, what are we going to do about it? The advice I give you is the same advice that I carry out in my own personal life. Number one, everybody needs to be able to protect themselves. Everybody needs friends and family they can rely on in crises. And everyone needs high-quality storable foods and high-quality water filtration systems. Not just for collapse when it comes to water filters. All the garbage in our water, you'd be insane to drink well water or tap water with the glyphosates and all the rest of it. But we're offering the biggest wide-spectrum sale ever on preparedness items. 20, that's the lowest savings, to 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. On InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods, the highest quality, the lowest prices, powered by My Patriot Supply. We also sell their food as well, their full spectrum. And all of their water filtration systems across the board, from gravity-fed systems like Alexa Pure and Pro Pure, to shower filters, to survival straws, you name it, it's all 20 to 40% off right through July 4th at InfoWarsStore.com. And the profit that we make as well helps us in these times to continue our operation and expand it in the face of the globalists, because people are listening to what we're saying more than ever, because we've been proven right, because we've been reading their own documents, their own memorandums. The globalists are eugenicists, technocrats. They're orchestrating a world meltdown to reduce population and bring in crisis and bring in control while they pose as the saviors and establish a world government on the ashes of our society. Everything they're doing is about making us dependent. That's why it's key to have a emergency plan for disasters. That's why it's key to have storable foods. That's why it's key to have water filtration and non-GMO seeds. We have it all. Shortwave radios, crank radios, solar panel systems, the very best preparedness items out there at the lowest prices. I was just in a meeting today with Weldon and others saying, I want you to continue to research the best products, and I want you to continue to buy in bulk and get people the lowest prices. And we sat there and compared our products even to Amazon. And in most cases, we beat them. That is unprecedented. So that's my commitment to you in a win-win. I'm selling products I personally use and that I know we need that make us independent, that I think you really need, and it also funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. So take advantage of this July 4th holiday special that runs right through next Monday of 20 to 40% off all preparedness items. But the water filters and the food is paramount. And look, you don't just need food for yourself. You need extra food to take care of friends and family and others that don't listen or didn't listen. And here's the good news. You can eat this insurance. This isn't like car insurance or fire insurance on your house that, you know, thank God you never have a wreck, your house never burns down, so you don't need it. This is insurance that lasts 25 years, that's super high quality. I've got storable foods I bought 10 years ago that last 20-something years. I just gave it to a homeless group. I've given storable foods to friends and family that are down and out. They're high quality. They're delicious. This is insurance that you 100% will be able to eat. And what's crazy about this is, finding a silver lining in that cloud, is that if they're looking at scenarios of 395% increases in food prices on average worldwide, I was saying 20-30% might go up next year. If they're looking at something like that,
Well, imagine buying storable food at the prices it is today. That blocks out the inflation we're starting to see in food that's rearing its head. And so you're able to save money if inflation kicks in down the road because you bought your high-quality, delicious, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm giving you the advice that I've taken. I've never bought this much storable food. I've never gone out and got this much water filtration systems or put in extra solar panels or generators here at the office. But I don't want to be dependent on the system because everything they're doing points towards an engineered collapse. Hopefully enough people get prepared and are ready so that we, the people that are the patriots, are informed, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide, can stand up and tell everybody, see, we told you so, and hopefully help folks around us and organize some type of political, economic resistance to this Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 globalist program. But regardless, as a father of three children, I'm doing everything I can to really get ready to protect my family into the future that's coming, because as I said earlier, this has gone from a possibility of collapse to a probability to more and more an inevitability. There's always hope, but as the Bedouins say, trust in God but tie up your camel. I know I personally am getting prepared. The warning signs are insane. I'm hoping for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst. Take advantage, 20-40% off until early next week with the 4th of July holiday special at InfoWarsStore.com.
That's right. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off X2, 20 to 40% off storable food, 20% off air and water filters. We'll be right back with more news. This is The Alex Jones Show.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Thank you.
this fourth hour. We didn't get a chance to cover much news, but we did talk about it. And the big news, of course, is that Apple is developing a patent, or has a patent, that could prevent filming of so-called illegal situations like concerts and what they deem to be classified areas, which is the beginning of something that is very, very disturbing. Because, you know, you can take your iPhone out, I do all the time, take a quick video of something. How many YouTube videos have you seen that's just an iPhone video, usually in the wrong aspect ratio, right? But that's something amazing. It's something very, very valuable for history or just whatever, finding out what happened. And this sets a precedent that deemed illegal, your phone just won't take video or photos. So we've hit on that a few times, but you can't hit on it enough because of how important it really is. Now, there's so much debate for no reason about marijuana and whether it's, oh, could we have some health implications from it, or is it an evil, evil thing or whatever. But I'm going to settle that debate by saying all of the evidence that we're talking about, that I'm talking about in articles like this, have nothing to do with getting high. So this is an article. Cannabis compounds could treat Alzheimer's by removing plaque-forming proteins from brain cells, research suggests. Now, here's the key. This is cannabis compounds can fight toxic proteins, which cause Alzheimer's disease, research has suggested. Now, cannabis compounds, what does that mean? Well, if you break down what is actually in marijuana, you find that something known as the cannabinoids, or cannabinoids, are really the crux of it. The THC, which is what makes you high, has a lot of beneficial properties too. But the actual cannabinoids, or cannabinoids, however you choose to pronounce it, is a lot of the health benefit, and those don't make you high. You could put that in a protein shake, and it's not going to make you high. It doesn't do anything. You could take that as a supplement. It doesn't make you high. And the quote from the researcher is, although other studies have offered evidence that cannabinoids might be neuroprotective against the symptoms of Alzheimer's, we believe our study is the first to demonstrate that cannabinoids affect both inflammation and amyloid beta accumulation in nerve cells. So it's not the high factor that is doing this. You could take these beneficial compounds from the marijuana itself, from the cannabis, right, and put it into something just like regular hemp. Hemp does not make you high if you're taking the non-THC form of hemp. So if you're making a protein shake with hemp, you're getting a lot of the benefits. Still can't make it in the United States. So there's no debate. There's no debate. Why should you not be able to get hemp? It does not contain THC, doesn't make you high, doesn't make you paranoid or whatever they're going to say, right? It's not even making you high, and it's just loaded with health benefits. So in my view, the debate is completely over. What a joke on that. And you don't have to even smoke marijuana to get the benefits from that, right? So I'm not even advocating that. But back to this. So, you know, we see the majority of Americans oppose political correctness. I wanted to break down earlier what I was saying when I said this, that if they asked the question differently, it would be a huge difference as well. So Paul Watson wrote this article. He's always on top of stuff, just such a genius guy. A majority of Americans oppose the politically correct environment that many claim has chilled free speech, according to a new poll. Now, they asked people, which is closer to your point of view? There's too much political correctness today, or there's too much prejudice? I mean, there's still a lot of prejudice. It's kind of a loaded question. I still think political correctness is bad, but there is prejudice, right? So I could see why some people would say there's more prejudice, but guess what? 51% still said political correctness is even more prevalent than prejudice. People are tired of it. Told you for a long time, people are going to backlash against this big time. It's over. This establishment system of political correctness is failing. It's losing. The facade is falling down. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Have a great Independence Day weekend, also.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.